With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers and ranchers have a big stake in private as well as public lands. Ethan Lane with the NCBA says there's a push to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which expired at the end of September. And he expects it will be discussed during the lame duck session of Congress.
When you're looking at a real push to permanently authorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and not only that, but in some circles, make that funding mandatory. So we're in the defense spending realm now. Let's make this mandatory that this money be appropriated and then set a requirement that no less than 40% of it be spent on federal acquisition. You're really building a weapon pointed at ranchers in the West, and that's not the intent of this program. We think there's a way to move this program to a place where it accomplishes what the Congress intended when they originally crafted it without disenfranchising such a large portion of Western landowners. Up to this point, unfortunately, there have been a lot of our own friends in Congress, folks like Senator Daines from Montana and others that have been unapologetic supporters of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and we certainly respect his opinion and others on that. We take a different one. We feel like there are some critical reforms that need to be made in order to get that program to a place where it works correctly.
Opponents suggest terminating the LWCF and empowering state and local governments instead. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.